Karibosi, hope all is good. Today's daf is, excuse me, getting daf Nun Zayin, Viter in the Tisha B'Av Sugyas, which will take us to the middle of Nun Ches, I believe. But a long daf today. Anyway, but stuff we can learn on Tisha B'Av, Mitzvah Shem, we won't have to learn on Tisha B'Av, and it'll be Nepach Miyagon, L'Simcha Ume Evil Liyamtev. Okay, we're here at the bottom with Unkelos. The story about Unkelos, we just left off with Titus Arasha and his demise. As in, finally, story about one of one of Titus's relatives, Unkelos bar Klonikos bar Achte de Titus. He was related to Titus. He was Titus's nephew. Have a boy, Ligure, wanted to convert. So I was asking the Titus ben Nigida. Right, apparently, he did some. He was pretty either pretty holy or pretty not holy. Right, again, he used some sort of black magic to kind of raise Titus's neshama or whatever, if spirit, whatever you want to call it. Amalei man chashibu alma. He wanted to know what's the deal in the next world, right? He wants some proof. He was thinking about converting, but I need a little bit more. So he went to talk to his uncle, who was obviously dead by then. So Amalei, he said, man chashibu alma. What's important in the next world? So Amalei Yisrael, right? Bnei Yisrael. Malu duki behem. Should I join up with them? So Amalei, he said back to him, milay nefishim v'lamatzis lekiyumnei. Right? Too much halacha. Right? You're not going to be able to. You're not going to be matzliach. They have too many halachos. Azil igari behu behu alma behavis reisha. Right, if you again, he's speaking from experience. If you attack them and defeat them in the next world, at least you'll be right in reisha. You'll be the head right of the next world. You'll be in charge of the next world. You'll be a leader, etc. Tichtiv Bazik says hayu tzareha larosh. Kol ameitz Yisrael nasarosh. Whoever kind of is killing the Jews, unfortunately, if they deserve it, Rachman al-Tzlam al-Aleinu chas shalom, will become prominent in the world. So Amalei said back to him, Dini dehu gavra b'imai. So Unkelos wasn't convinced. He said, how are you doing over there, Uncle? What's your judgment going on? So Amalei said back to him, but my deposit can have shape. Right? I am getting, we read yesterday, right? I'm getting what I actually asked for. Right? Kol yoma machnisei le lekitmei v'dayni le v'kalu le umivadru eshev yame. Right? That basically every single day I'm judged, they burn me in ashes and they scatter my ashes all over the world. Right? That's what Tito said yesterday, so Kosh Baruch Hu couldn't find him kivyachol. So that's what they're doing is, I guess there's neshama or whatever, figuratively, I'm not sure what that means. But they're doing, that's what they're doing to him in the next world, right? Don't be careful what you wish for. Ask the bill up. So then, so Unkelos was not impressed, apparently, or he needed some more proof, or wanted to talk to somebody else. So he thought went to Bilam, Benegida, through some black magic. So Amalei man chashibu alma. He said, what's going on in the next world? Who's chashib in the next world? Amalei Yisrael. Okay, yeah, same answer, Yisrael. Ma'ala duke behem, what do you mean? Should I convert? So Amalei, Bilam said to him, nah, lo tujo shlomo tovosim kol yomim. Right, don't look for their good the rest of the days. Right, right. He's not a good idea. So Amalei, Dini do gavra b'mai. So Unkelos said to him, okay, how are you doing in the next world? Amalei with shichvas zera rutachas. Right, that Bilam is being punished with boiling shichvas zera, boiling semen. Again, probably mida k'neged mida because he caused all the Jews to sin with the Benos Moav because that was his advice. Right, so he was punished in the next world. Okay, also ask him in Gina l'poshe Yisrael. So then, Unkelos went to the sinners of Yisrael. Now, this is one of the places in the Gemara where it was censored. This is really should read Yeshu. There's a sefer that should read Jesus. There's forum that talk about different places where the Gemara was censored, and this is one of them. So Unkelos went to Jesus and he said, Amalei, said the man chashibu alma, what's going on in the next world? Amalei Yisrael, said Bnei Yisrael are chashib in the next world. They're the ones who are important. Ma'al lad buke b'hem, b'hu, why should I convert? So Amalei, tovasim josh, rasam lo sejosh. So Jesus said the best answer so far. Look, make sure the Jews are doing okay, and do not hurt them. Kol noge b'hem kilu noge b'kavas eino, right? Whoever kind of hurts the Jews is as if he hurts his own eyes, as if he hurts himself. So Amalei, didn't do gavru b'mai, what's going on with you in the next world? Amalei b'tzor o'zachas, I am in boiling feces. Feces, not the shechla zera. Okay. Tamar mar, because it was said, kol amalei gadir v'chachamim, nidon b'tzor o'zachas, because anybody who makes fun of, this is Gemar Nerivin, anybody who makes fun of l'chachamim, right, is judged with boiling feces, and that's exactly what Yeshu did, right? That's exactly what the Gemara describes, right, that he did. Okay, Tachazi. This Gemara says, check it out. Ma ben poshi Yisrael the Nevi Umos Ha'olam. Over there, Avodah Zarah. See how different, the Gemara just points out, see how different the answer of Jesus was, who was a Jew, right? He was a Jew and obviously went very off the derech, as opposed to Bilam. Right, the Bilam, right, who kind of tried to fight the Jews and was defeated by them, still was not repentant, right, even in death, even in punishment. And Yeshu already was like, you know, don't hurt B'nai Yisrael, etc. Right, so you could see that, you know, a little bit of a different outlook, you know, even from the Poshi Yisrael as opposed to the Goyim and the Umas Olam. Okay, fine, Vayter. Tanya, back to the what's it called? Back to the... to the Churban. Tanya Amar Rabbi Lazar, right? Bo Rei Kama Gedola Kocha Shal Busha, right? Check it out how bad it is. Right? The embarrassment, right? Of Bar Kamsa, right? Shal Rei Seah Kosh Baruch Hu is Bar Kamsa, Vehechru is based on the service of Hechalo, because Kosh Baruch Hu helped it, Bar Kamsa, because he was so embarrassed, right? Bar Kamsa was trying to take revenge at all the embarrassment that he suffered at the hands of the host, the nameless host. So, yeah, Kosh Baruch Hu kind of went with him the whole way, and he ended up burning the Beis HaMikdash. Atarnagola saw Chariv Tur Malka, right? Tur Malka, which is Har HaMelech, that's in Yerushalayim, near Yerushalayim. That was destroyed. What was that? We mentioned that at the beginning, right? That was yesterday, not 2 days ago, but we mentioned that was going to be one of the stories. What happened? Dehavu Nehige, ki havu Mafki, Chasna Vakalsa, right? Mafki Kamayu Tarnagolsa, Tarnagola Vatarnagolsa. During a wedding, right, they had a minhag, they would bring out a chicken and a rooster. Kolomar, in other words, to say, prove revu, Katana Golden, maybe Bezocha to have many kids like chickens. Okay. Yomachad have a kacholif gunda de Romai, and Shaklinu Minahu. Well, once by Chasna, there were Romans passing by, and they took the chicken and the tarnagolas. Again, you can imagine, so like evokes memories of Fiddler on the Roof, right, when they come and they crash the wedding. Anyway, Naflu Alayo Machunhu. Right, so the people went nuts, and they, I don't know why they did this, but they attacked the soldiers. So Asu Amru Le the Kesar, Mardu Bachu Dai. Right, so they told the Caesar that the Jews are rebelling. So Asu Alayu, so sure enough, he came with his army, and things did not go so well for B'nai Yisrael. Havu Bahu Ahud Bar Duroma, to have a cuff, it's Mila. There was a certain Jew who could jump a meal of a kadablu, and they killed him. Shakla Kesar the Tagay the Osve the Ara. He took the king took his kesar, his tagay, his crown, and put it on the ground. And Amar, he said, "Rebunish the Alma Kule Inachile Lo Timsrei Lo Gavra Lo Diday Lo Machusei Biadi Dechad Gavra." Right, meaning don't let. Meaning this guy was a tremendous soldier. Right, he was tremendous. Like, you jump. Right, he was tremendously physically gifted. So Caesar kind of like put his crown down and davened to Hashem. He said, "Please don't let this guy kill me. Right, please don't let this guy, this Shimshon like character, right, wipe us all out." So actually, Pumei Labar Deroma Amar. So the guy's mouth, right, brought down his own was the reason for him to fall, that he was unsuccessful, because he said, "Alo ata Elokim v'nachtanu v'lo sete Elokim v'tzivo seinu." Right? Don't forsake us, right? Don't go out with our armies. Meaning, I'll take care of it. I don't need your help. And then, obviously, that didn't work out so well. Right? The Gemara says, David nami amarachi. David also, that's, again, he was just quoting David HaMelech. Right? That's a puzzle from Tehillim. So the Gemara says, David atzmui kamatama. Right? David was not saying rhetorical. Meaning, he was saying, like, why in the world didn't you come help us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? This guy, though, was being like, Hashem, I got this. You stay out of it. And, obviously, that didn't go so well. Al Leves Akise, and what happened to this guy? He went to the bathroom. Also, Dracona, right? Not a dragon, probably a snake. And Shamte Le Karkashe Venachnafshe. Kind of, I'm not sure what that means exactly, but something with his lower area, with his, I don't know, his tuchus or something. I don't know if it went into him or bit him or whatever it was. It wasn't so good. Amar, he said, so the king said, I mean, he was dead, right? The guy was dead. But Amar said, "Holos Rakesh Li Nisa Hazimna Ish Bekinu." Since there's a miracle, right? Since I had a miracle with this guy, I'll leave him alone. So sure, I'll leave Bnei Yisrael alone. Shavkinu v'azel, so he left. So as Dakor v'achlu v'shasu, so the Jews made a celebration, right? The armies left. V'adliku shage ad achse adliku shage, they lit candles. Right, they lit torches. Adachazi bilyona degushpanka barochok mila. Until you could see a ring. You could see the design, right? You could see the image on a ring, right, from a mile away. Amar michta ka chadu biyudai. So Caesar saw that, turned around, and was like, "Oh, the Jews are celebrating that I'm gone." So other also Elias came back and he attacked them. Unfortunately, I'm not sure why I'm laughing, but he came back and he attacked them again, right? Probably too soon to celebrate. Amar Ravasi, Ravasi says, "Klas mea alfe shlife saifa ailu l'tur malka." There's 300,000 soldiers by Tur Malka, by Har HaMelech. "V'katul b'tlas yome where they killed for 3 days, utlaso leilase, for 3 nights as well, v'bach gisa, hululi v'chinge, v'lo have a yadu, bahani. On the other side of the mountain, right, people were dancing, celebrating as if the soldiers were gone, and the people on the other side of the mountain were still celebrating, right? And as you can imagine, like cinematic, right? As on one side of the mountain, the soldiers were killing everybody, rachman al tzlan, and the other side, everybody was rejoicing and dancing as if everything was good, as if the soldiers had left. How many people died? So, Bila Hashem Velo Chamal Al Neos Yaakov. What does that mean? Kiasa Ravid Amar Rav Yochanan. Right? Elu Shishim Ribu Ayaros Shayu Liyanai Hamelech Bahar Hamelech. Apparently, there were 600,000 little Ayaros, little cities, I guess, towns that was in this province of Har Hamelech. Damar Rav Yuda Amar Rav Asi Shishim Ribu Ayaros Shayu Liyanai Hamelech Bahar Hamelech. Okay, he had 600,000. Chalachas Vachas Ayu Bak Yotzim Yitzrayim. Each one of them had 600,000 people. Right, except for three of them, Shayu ben Kiflayim Kiyotzi Beretz Mitzrayim, except for three of them that had twice, meaning that more that 1.2 million, not 600,000. Elohim, these were these three cities, Kfar Bish, Kfar Shichlayim, and Kfar Dachria. Kfar Bish, what do they call that? Delo Yavi Besa Lashbiza, they didn't let anybody, they didn't have any hosts, they didn't have any guests. They weren't. They were not hospitable. That's obviously why they were destroyed. their parnasa was shechlayim, was some sort of vegetable. And kvar dichraya. Right, why was that called that? Amar v'yokran chayu nishusem yoldos zecharem tchila v'yoldos nekeva bachrona uposko. So they would have boys, then they would have girls, and then they would stop having kids. I think there's a Maamar Chazal that says that if you have a girl first. It's a Gemara elsewhere that says that if you have a girl first, it's a sin and that you have a lot of kids. Discussion over there whether it means it'll be easy to raise the kids or you have a lot of kids. Okay, either way, basically they decided to have boys first, or they were able somehow to have boys first, and then have a girl, and then be done with it. Like they weren't didn't prove or review as much as they could. Okay, fine. Amr Ula says, I don't understand. I saw this place, Har HaMelech. It wasn't big enough for 600,000 reeds. Forget 600,000 towns, there's 600,000 people in it. Apparently, some tzaduki said to Rebbe Chanina, the Chazal are lying. He said to him, nah, Beretz Tzvi. No, the Pasuk says that Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Tzvi. Ma Tzvize Ein Oro Machzik Besoro. Just like a deer, right? If you can look, it almost looks like. Right, its muscles are bulging out of its skin, or afterwards, right, after you take the skin off, right, you can't get it back on because its skin is very tight. So too, when people are living there, so it expands miraculously, and then people are not living there, so then it becomes smaller. Kind of like we have a medrash about the Beis Hamikdash, so everybody could fit inside of it. Right? Okay, fine. Right, those chachamim were sitting together, and they said, Lema. If anybody has heard about this place, Kfar Sechani in Mitzrayim, talk to me. And Rashi says, well, they wanted to know if they were tzaddikim or if they were Rishayim, right? If they were just when they were killed. And so, Pazach Chai Menav Amar, one of them said, Maisa Ba'aros Varus also Shin Nishulu Beinu of Gochavim. There's a story with people who were engaged, right? Man and a woman who were engaged, they were captured. Vesiyum Zelazet. And then they let them get married. And Amar Lo, Bakasha Mimcha, Al Tigabi She'in Liksu Minech. Right? So they said to her husband, we got captured and we got married, but we don't have a ksuba. Right? And the halacha is, a woman without a ksuba is a surah kanida. Right? That doesn't work, right? The person's not allowed to be with your wife. Anybody ever loses their ksuba, you have to get a new one written right away. And this guy had such koach that he did not touch her until they died. When they died, they said to Siftu Lazet, they said, give this guy a eulogy, give this guy a hesped. Unbelievable, Shapit Baby Yitzhar Yosef. He was stronger, right? Overcame his Yitzhar more than Yosef at Tzadik. Yosef was only once. Okay, the Pasuk says that she tried to ask him every single day. Okay, maybe once a day. Either way, this guy was overcame himself every single day, right? Obviously, Yosef had ended, right? When Yosef left the Beis Potiphar. All right, this guy, for his entire life, he had to overcome himself his entire life. Filu Yosef, lav b'chadamita, v'hai b'chadamita. And Yosef wasn't in the same bed with her, and here he was. Filu Yosef, lav ishto v'hai ishto. And Yosef wasn't married to her, and here this guy was married to me, and he was able to control himself. Pasuk Ida v'avar, another one, said, Maisev amdu arboim, midios, modios, vidinar, So okay, that's the end of one story. Okay, it's to show that there were tzaddikim. Right, another story that shows that this place was Kfar Chanya was were tzaddikim. There's a story that there was 40 modios, which is like some sort of like one of the measurements. There's a 40 modios was by a dinar. Next are Ashar modia achas. It ended up being 39. Modios, meaning it went down. A dinar would get you only 39, meaning that the price is increased. Ubadku, and they went to, and this is the righteousness that they went to figure out what the reason was. And this has to be our approach. Whenever something happens, we have to be fashkish masa. We have to think about our own actions. So that's what the people did in the city. They tried to figure out what was going on. Umatu Abu Venosha Bo Al Nara Murasa Biyam Kippur. They found Rachman son, a father and a son who was with an Nara Murasa on Yom Kippur. Many things going on here. They brought them to Beis Din, they killed them, and then it went back. Right? And you always have to think about the Torah. Why the Torah approached everything. What is happening in the world? The Torah says this. This is a mistake. This is a nevera. An outsider might have been like, "Oh, it's cruel to kill a father or son." No, Torah says that's also the chayiv misa, chayiv skila. They did it, and sure enough, prices went back down because that's how our approach is. Our approach is that the Torah determines what is good and evil. And the second, Kosh Baruch Hu proves it to us. The second, as the Gemara says, the second they were able to erase the evil from their midst, so then the prices went back to normal. Pasach Idach V'Amar, another story about this place. The guy wanted to. Now, this is a bit of a sadder story that we, what's it called? That we. Is this the story? I'm sorry. No. This is not the story. We're going to do a different story. That's not later. Another story about this place. Some guy wanted to divorce his wife. But the ksuba was too much. This guy was not a happy person. This is not a tzaddik. But Beis Din took care of them. We're going to see that. Meaning that this is going to be another proof that the city is righteous. Because this guy, he was not such a tzaddik, right? They brought him to Beis Din and they figured out how to deal with him. Anyways, this guy wanted to divorce his wife, but he shared a big suva. Right? He promised her a lot of money. So also, what did he do? Halach v'zimin es shoshvinov. He went to bring people he knew. V'achilim v'shikam v'shikron. He got them all drunk. V'shikvan al mita achas. And then they all fell asleep on one bed. Right, and his wife also was there. Vehevi lovon beitz of etel b'nehem. He found some sort of whiteness of an egg, and he put it between them. Vehemi lam edim ubalam beitz din. And then he was like, edim, oh look, right, there's some sort of. Obviously, he tried to pretend like she cheated on him, and so he would have to pay the ksuba. Hayasham zaken echem. He told me the shamay zakenu baba ben buta shmo. This baba ben buta was there in Amberland. He said, this doesn't sound right. Kachma kablani mishamay zaken. I learned from shamay that lovon beitz a solid min aor v'shuk vazera docha min aor. That if you put fire to this whiteness on the mattress or on the bed or whatever, so egg whites respond differently than shechor zera. So Bargu must have been dvar. Sure enough, they checked out and they figured out that it was egg whites. They brought him to Beis Din. He gave Malchus and she took her ksuba. So apparently they were very, very, a lot of big tzaddikim and sachanya. So sachanya, whatever it is. So why did they get destroyed? So by the Yosef from Achad, Avu tzaddikim kolei hai. Right, my time on Yonash. Why did they get punished? Some of them they said Mishum Dulo Yabela Yushalayim, because they did not mourn for Yushalayim. Well, it's not Dechtiv, because the Pasuk says, right, so there's something simple as that. Dechtiv, because the Pasuk says Simcha is Yushalayim Giluba Kol Avel Sisu Oso Mesos Kol Amis Amlin Alleha. Right, and only if you mourn for Yushalayim, so then you'll be zocha to see it when it's built, and if you don't, Rachman Tzlan, consequences could be bad. Right? Just it evokes memory of the Meshech Chochma. Meshech Chochma says that in Berlin in the early 1900s, I'm not sure exactly what year he's writing this, but he lived in Berlin, he lived there. So he said that they would call Berlin Yerushalayim. That's written beferish in the Meshech Chochma and Parshas Bechukosai. So, all right, anyway, just evokes memories of that. So they didn't, obviously, they weren't being misabel on Yerushalayim either. Ashka the rispak chariv beitar, because of this carriage, this what happened to a carriage, beitar was destroyed. What does that mean? We mentioned that on was in Nehemiah base. So what's this story? Davon hige kiyava misyala dinuka. Where the minhag was that when a baby would be born, shusle arze, they would bring they would plant an aris tree, an arza, and a cedar tree. Yanukta, when there was a baby girl, was born, so Shasli Tornisa. They would plant some other type of tree, I forget what it was. When they would get married, so Kaitzilu, Avdu, Ganan, Right? They would cut those trees down, and sure enough, they would make the chuppah out of those wood. So Yom Achad, one day, Havka Chalfa Barte the Caesar. The Caesar's daughter was kind of in the neighborhood. Right? Probably a terrible idea to mess with her, but okay. It was Shaga the Rispak, and her carriage broke. They needed some wood. And Katsu Arzu Va'ilula, they sure enough, they cut down one of those Erez trees, one of those cedar trees, and they used that wood. And Asu Nafalayo Machanu. Right? And they came and they killed them. They attacked them because they had stolen one of their trees. Right? Again, use your head, right? Okay. So Asu's Amalei, the case of Mardubach Yudai, and Asu Alayu, sure enough, they went to the Caesar and they said, your Jews are rebelling. And he came and destroyed them. Right? Again, the destruction of Beitar, again, that was... What miraculous, right, that they didn't get. We'll see the miracles in a second. Right, Gadabachar Yafkol Keren Yisrael, the Pasuk says, where Kosh Baruch Hu destroyed all of Am Yisrael, or the Keren Yisrael, right, the greatness, the glory of Am Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Zira, Amar Rabbi Yavo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Elu Shmonim Elef Karni Melchama Shenechlesu Lekrach Beitar B'Shal Shalachuda. 80,000, right, kind of leaders of the army. Came into Beitar, Farugubat Nashim Nashim Vatav, they killed everybody there, right? Achahalaf Daman Venafal Leyamagadol, until the blood, right, kind of was flowing to the Yamagadol, to the Mediterranean. Now, don't think Shematoma or Krovo, I said, it's not like it was on, like Yafo, Tel Aviv Yafo, it wasn't on the river, it wasn't on the sea, right? So Rechoka Isamil, it was a mil away, and yet still there was a river of blood flowing towards the sea. Because Tanya will learn the Braisa, Rabbi Elazar, Hagadol Omer, Shnei Nechalim Yeshbe, because Yadayim, apparently there are two rivers in this valley of Yadayim. Echad Moshech Eloch, Echad Moshech Eloch. One goes one way, one goes the other way. Yeshuru Chachamim Shnei Chalakim Mayim VeEchadam. And they saw there was two water and one blood, meaning this whole river, it was so much blood that it was two parts water, two rivers, and it was entirely enough blood to match one of the rivers. Right in this valley, but Masih Satana, they also taught in the Braisa that Sheva Shanim Batzush Ovdi of Kochavim Es Karmeim Midamim Shal Yisrael below Zevel. That for 7 years they used the vineyards, the Goyim who had planted vineyards in that area. Right, they used Jewish blood. They didn't need any type of Zevel, any type of fertilizer. Okay. Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Avin Amar Rabbi Shua Ben Karcha Sach Li Zaken Echad Anshu Shalayim Bebika Zu Harig Nuvuz Radan Rav. Tabachin, right? And this one old guy in Yerushalayim told me that Nevuzaradan, who was the butcher, right? He was the killer of Bavel. He killed Masayim Ve'echad Esrei Rebo. 211 Rebo is 10,000, which is basically 2,110,000 people. Yerushalayim Harag Tishim Ve'arba Rebo, right? 94 times 10,000, which is almost a million, right? 940,000. Alev Echad on one stone. Until the blood came to Zechariah, we read about this in the Kinos, the Kaimash Nemar V'damim V'damim Nagu, right, that until it mixed with Zechariah's blood. What's the story about Zechariah's blood? So we read it in the Kinos, but the Gemara has it over here, that Ashkizchei L'damei L'dezechariah, that Nebuzaradan saw the blood of Zechariah. Zechariah had been killed in the Beis HaMikdash. Right, the Havi Kamartach of Selak, it was boiling and bubbling, right, it was for years, maybe for many, many years. But he saw this blood boiling the base of my dish. So my eye. He said, "What's going on over here?" So the Kohanim said to him, "Dam zvachim dishtavach. It's just blood of the korbanos that spilled on the floor." So the Uzradim was not impressed. He said, "I see dami velo idmu." He brought different bloods of animals, and he's like, "This is not bloods of animals." So Amalu, he said, "I amrisu li mutav. If you tell me, great, v'ilav. But if not." Masrikna leveshraichu, I'm going to tear your skin off. Then masrikna de parzilai, right, like he did, like he did with Rabbi Kiva, right, with iron combs. So Amar Leih, they said to him, "My name alecha." Okay, what do you want us to do? What do you want us to say? Neviah haya, there was a prophet. Bon the havek amucha chalam mili shmaya. He would tell us, would give us divrei musar. Vakamina leih vakatlin leih, and we killed him. And after many, many years, I think it was like 200 or some years or something like that, maybe less, I don't remember, but it's many, many years, right, that his blood was still boiling, right, like, right, the Pasuk says by Hevel, so literally by Zechariah, but his blood was kind of not resting. Amalus, and it was Rod, and said, Anam afaisalei, he said, okay, great, I'm going to appease Zechariah, right? I see, and this did not obviously go so well. I see Sanhedrin Gedolah, Sanhedrin Katana. He brought all the Sanhedrins, right, the big one, and the smaller one. Right, the smaller one's just Stam Beis Din in Yerushalayim. So the Katal Lion, he killed him. Volonach, and it didn't work. Right? It didn't rest. I mean, the blood was still boiling. Bechurim besulos katerle volonach. Right? Women, young men, young women, didn't work. I see tinokos shel beis rabban, children katerle volonach. That didn't do it either. Amalei Zechariah. So it was rabban called out Zechariah. Tov shebehem, he batted him. I killed all the best of them. Nihichal chadovdim lekuli. I'm going to kill all of them. It's good. Amalei. When he said that, apparently saying, okay, I'm not going to let you make you kill all of them. So then at that point, the blood of Zechariah stopped boiling. Beishaita here, tshuva b'daitei, so sure enough, really Zeradan saw that, time to do tshuva, right, as the goyim usually do, right, to kind of come around. As Amari said, umayim al nefesh achas kacho gava dekotol hani nishmosa achas kama b'kama. Right, if the punishment for this, right, for just killing Zechariah, right, that's one Jew. And all these Kohanim and Sanhedrin and children and young Jews, Rachman al Tzlan, got killed. I killed all of them. That was the punishment for them killing Zechariah. So for me, it was Radin was the chief butcher of Bavel. Bavel, Rome, I forget already. Bavel, I think, right? So what's going to happen to me? So sure enough, Arak, he left, and Azal Shadr Shtar Part. Paratasa Bevese Vegayer, right? He wrote up what should be, right? He wrote up a document, what should happen to all of his property, right? Didn't want his family to lose out, I guess, right? He gave and then he didn't kill himself, but he converted, and therefore he came to the Jewish people. Tana learned that Rabbi said, Naaman Ger Toshav Haya. Naaman was also a convert, right? Naaman who kind of dealt with Elisha and Saras, etc. Nebuzaradan Ger Tzedek, as we just said, Ger Tzedek Haya, Nebuzaradan was also Ger Tzedek. The Bonav Shal Haman, Limdu Torah B'nei Brak, the grandchildren, not really the grandchildren, but the descendants of Haman, right, were learning Torah B'nei Brak, unbelievable. The B'nei Bonav Shal Sisra, right, Limdu Tinogus B'Shalayim, right, everybody kind of eventually kind of comes around, right? Sisra's grandchildren were learning Torah B'Shalayim. The B'nei Bonav Shal Sancheru, Limdu Torah B'Ravim, sure enough, Sancheru's children learned Torah. Man Inu and Shemaya Vantalion, the famous Shemaya Vantalion, right, they in Perkiovas, etc. Right, they were descendants of Sancheir. So Abu Dukhtainu Dukhtir, this is what the Pasuk says, Nasati Estama al Tsachiach Sela Labilti Hakasos. Okay. Hakoko Yaakov Eidaim De Isa, very famous Pasuk that talks about how Bnei Israel have the Koch of Kol, of Tefillah and learning, but Esav, right, has the Koch of, obviously, of Melchama and swords and fighting and stuff. Hakol ze Hadrianus Caesar. That's also a reference to the people, Hadrianus Caesar. I think it's Hadrian. Shaharig b'Alexandria shal Mitzrayim shishim ribo shal al shishim ribo. Right, literally 600,000 times two. Like you're flying the Yotzei Mitzrayim, 1.2 million. Like Kol Yaakov ze Aspatianus Caesar. That's Aspatianus. We mentioned already. Shaharig b'Krach Beitar arba'meos ribo. Right, 4 million. Arba'meos, 400 times 10,000. That's 4 million. Some people say it was 40 million. Again, there were a lot of people there. That's Rome. Shechrivas Beitinu, Sarfas Echalinu, Veiglinu, Eveiklisanu, Meirtsenu, destroyed Beis Hamikdash and exiled us from Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Acher, another shot. Kol Yaakov, Ein Lecha Tefillah Shemalas, Shein Ba Mizar Shel Yaakov. Any tefillah that works must be somehow coming from Yaakov Avinu, some sort of relative of Am Yisrael. There is no war that works out, right, if you don't have some sort of descendant of Esav involved. Right, from this is what it means that basically, again, this is back to Bar Kamsa, right, run away from Chirchule Lashon, run away from Lashon Hara, right, you should hide from that, right, run away from it, because you can see what will happen. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Barav. My dichtim, what does it mean when the Pasuk is Al Nars Bavel Shem Yashav Nisham Gam Bachinu B'Zachinu As Tzion, right, Pasuk, we sing on Tisha B'Av. Malam B'Sheher Shero Akash Baruch Hu LeDavid Churban Bais Rishon Churban Bais Shein. Right, sure enough, David HaMelech saw in a prophecy the destruction of the first base of Mikdash and the second. Churban Bais Rishon Shenemar Al Nars Bavel Shem Yashav Nisham Gam Bachinu. Right, that Pasuk tells, right, that's Bavel, right, Bavel destroyed the first base of Mikdash. Second one, Bais Shein Yidichtiv Zachor Hashem Levnei Edom Yurim Shalayim Omrim Aru Aru Adi Yisod Bav, because the descendants of Esav, right, the Romans, destroyed the second Beis Hamikdash. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel. If you think Rabbi Ami, okay, whoever it was, Rabbi Levin Masisa Tana or Brisa, Ma'aseh ba'arba'meos yiladim v'yiladus shenish b'lekalim. 400 boys and girls were captured. Right, tells of the heroism, or I guess, right, of the people at that time. 400 boys and girls taken to Rome. Here, Yishu Batsman l'ma'ahim nizvakshin. To figure out exactly right, what they were going for. Right? Not unlike the people, unfortunately, who were on the cattle cars, who really probably had no idea, but they kind of figured it out. But they were there for, Rashi points out, that the girls for to be pilakshim, to be prostitutes, and the boys for Mishkar Zohar. So they realized what was going on. So Amru, they said, Im anu tov bayam, if we kill ourselves, if we commit suicide, if we drown ourselves, anu b'chaim olam haba, are we going to learn, go to olam haba, right, to avoid, right, this, if we avoid this fate and kill ourselves, are we going to go to olam haba? Right, I mean, is suicide an option here? Right, normally suicide is very awesome. So Daris Lama Gadol Shabayim, the best, the Gadol and the group, said, Amar Hashem mi bashan ashiv ashiv min tzulos yam. I will bring you back, right, from the bottom of the sea. Mi bashan ashiv, right, what does that mean? Mi bein shine arye, from the teeth of the lion. Ashiv min tzulos yam, what does that mean? Elu shetov bayam, these are people who drown in the sea. Kemesh hashamu yulados kach kavtu kulan v'naflu tochayam. Right, the women, right, more from, they were like, all right, that's good enough for me. They jumped overboard and they all unfortunately drowned. And also, you let them kavah chomer be'atzman, right? It's always the men who have to kind of wait around, kind of not act with as much yiras shamayim. Okay, whatever. Baruch Hashem, a lot of tzaddikim as well. So they did a kavah chomer be'atzman. They said, ma halalu shedarkin l'kach l'kach anu she'in darkin l'kach. Right? It's alachas kama v'kama. Right? If the girls who are going to be used, unfortunately, in a quote unquote normal way. Right, I guess technically the action would be in the normal way of mating. So us, we're going to be used for Mishkav Zachar, which is the unnatural, which is the not normal way of obviously. So certain, so how much kavachomer we should jump ourselves over. So afhem katzu tochayam v'alehu katzu poom. They jumped into the water, and the pasuk says about them, ki alecha horagdim kol yom nechshav nukitzom tivcha. We were killed all the time. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Zu Isha Shiva Banel. Right, that pasuk is actually talking about a woman and her seven sons. Right, this is kind of usually, I'm not sure if people usually use this for Chana and her seven sons. I'm not sure how exactly. This Gemara doesn't name her, but this is kind of the story of Chana and her seven sons. But the Gemara doesn't mention her by name. Okay, either way, Zu Isha Vishiv Banel, right, when the pasuk says, Kielecha Ragnin Kolayom, we've killed you all day, Nechshandu Katzon Tichva, like sheep to the slaughter. This is the story. It says Rabbi Yehuda. Asyu Kama Lakame the Kisar, they took her woman and her seven sons in front of Caesar. The first one came to him, Amrule, and they said to him, Plak Levodas Kachavin, bow down to Avodah Zarah. Amalahu Ksubatari. So the oldest one said, Pasuk says, Nochi Hashem Lakacha. So if Kuva cut loose, they killed him. Asiyula Idach, the second one, Lakame the Kesar, that came to Caesar, Amrulay, they said, Plakha Vodas Kachav, bow down. So Amalahu Ksubatari said, well, what about the second Dibra? Lo Yelacha Elohim Acherim Apanai. Right, the second of the Sadibros. So if Kuva cut loose, they killed him too. Asiyula Idach, right, they brought another one, the third one, Amrulay, they said, Plakha Vodas Kachav, bow down to Vodazar. So Amalulay said, Kasru Batara Tar says, didn't quote the Sarasa Dibros, but Pasuk says, Zoveach Lelukim Yecharam. Right, that's Pasuk in Shmos. Avku the Katlu, they killed him as well. Not in Shmos, in Sefer Shmos. That's Pasuk in, where is that Pasuk? Chav Beis? Is that Mishpatim? I'm not sure. No, a little bit after. Okay, either way, another one. Don't bow down to other gods. They killed him as well. Another one. They said, bow down. So they're all quoting Psukim, right? They killed him as well. Another one. They said, bow down. He said to them, Kasuva Torah says, they killed him as well. So Asula Idach, they brought another one, bow down, they quote a different pasuk. Right, Hashem is our God. Right, we already promised the Kosh Baruch Hu, right? There's a Shvua. Is that Hargrizim or Hareval? I'm not sure, I think so. Could be wrong, is that we already swore to Kosh Baruch Hu that we're not bowing down here. Vavunish Balanu, he also promised us. Shein Maver of Sonu Bumacheres, he's also not going to exchange us and change us for another nation. So Amalu Caesar said, Ishti Lecha Gushpanka, but at least I'm going to throw my ring down, v'gachin v'shakle, and you're going to bend down and pick it up, and ki'echid v'lemu, so people will say, kabal leharmana demalka. At least they'll say, you listened to the king. Right? Caesar was like embarrassed at this point. He's like, all right, listen, let me save face. Just do this so you'll bow down, but like it's not really in the sages, like, at least to give Caesar the kavod. So Amalei, so the kid said to him, Chavalcha Caesar, Chavalcha Caesar, right? Oy vey, Caesar, I'm so sad for you, right? If that's how much you're concerned for your own kavod, can you imagine how much kavod I have to give to Kosh Baruch Hu? So sure enough, Avkuv Lemikdalei, they went to kill him. So, but Amalu Eimei, the mother said, at least the last one, Yavu Nihalei, Veneshaki Purta, let me go at least give him a kiss. So Amalei, she said to him, Banai, my son, lechu, go, ve'imul Avram Avicham, go tell Avram Avinu, an akata mizbeach echad, v'ani akati shiva mizbechos. Very, very powerful. You made one mizbeach, i.e. for, right, Kedis Yitzchak, and I did seven. So Avhi also lagag v'nafla mesa, interesting, and they didn't kill her, but she, kind of killed herself. She went up to the roof, and she fell off, and she killed herself. And Yasabaskov Amra Imabanus Mecha, and the Pasuk says that the mother of the children is happy is because all of her children were Mekadesh Shem Shemai. And finally, let's just do this is the last. Because we just quoted that pasuk, right? Okay, Alecha Haragin Kolayon, Nakshan Katzon Tifcha. I mean, there's just been a couple more interpretations of that pasuk. Rabbi Shuvan Levi Omar Zu Mila Shenitna Vishmini. That's talking about Brismila. And then Akash Baruch Hu gives them schus so they don't die through Brismila. Rabbi Shuvan Galakash Omar, that pasuk means Eilu Tavini Chachamim Shemar and Hilchot Shkita Batsman, right? Again, this is a bit more upbeat. That basically is talking about Talmidei Chachamim who are kind of focusing on Shechita. Damar Rava, because Rava says, they call Mila Delechze Inish Kenafshe Bar Mishkotei V'davar Echer. Right, a person is allowed to kind of show and pretend anything, right, kind of educate and symbolize on himself, except for Shechita, and something else is a reference to Tzara. So that's why you'll see people not, people won't like kind of make the pirate throat cutting thing on themselves as an ayin hara. Right? Again, probably it's a because whatever reasons, right? People are more spiritual or superstitious or less. But this is the Gemara. Maybe it's based on the Gemara. All right. Either way, let's finish up. Rav Nachman Bar Yisrael Gemara that the pasuk is referring to il tamicha chamim shem misim atzmal divrei Torah, who kill themselves, not literally, but kind of really work really really hard to learn Torah. Because Rav Shimon ben Lakish, as Rav Lakish said, Damar Rav Shimon ben Lakish. The Torah only is miskayim, only stays, it's only kept, right? If a person really, 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 literally means kill himself, but it means really puts in real effort to learn it. Shneimar, as Pasuk says, Zos is the Torah, Adam ki yamus ba'ohel, right? That's Parshas Chukas, but we learn that out to mean a person ki yamus ba'ohel, right? This is the Torah, person dies in a tent, the person kind of pushes himself to kind of really put in real effort to learn Torah in a tent. Okay, we'll go weiter in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. This is a long one. Kol HaKavod. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.